丁弟兄问我说
Just now Brother Ding asked me
他说你不会紧张吧
He asked am I going to be nervous
我很诚实告诉他说我很紧张
Honestly I told him I was very nervous
不过感谢主这几天很多弟兄姊妹给我很多的鼓励和安慰
And many, I thank the Lord because many brothers and sisters have gave me encouragement and comfort
我才知道不是我一个人紧张，很多人都紧张。
So I know that I'm not the only one who was nervous. Many was nervous with me.
所以晚上我也靠主的恩典，继续的和弟兄姊妹来交通。
And tonight, by the Lord's grace, I want to continue to share with brothers and sisters.
我们都知道这次特会的主题是神永远的旨意和得胜者。
We know that the theme of this conference is God's eternal purpose and the overcomers.
那我的负担呢是交通神永远旨意有关教会的这一面
and my responsibility is to fellowship about God's eternal purpose concerning the church
或者从神永远的旨意来看教会
or to look at the church from the point of view of God's eternal purpose
我开头请弟兄姊妹和我一同来读几处圣经
in the beginning I ask brothers and sisters to read a few scriptures with me
我们请打开以弗所书
Let's turn to the book of Ephesians.
以弗所书第三章
Chapter 3 in Ephesians.
以弗所书第三章
Ephesians chapter 3.
第九节到十一节
Verse 9 through 11.
又使众人都明白这历代以来隐藏在创造万物之神里的奥秘是如何安排的。我要借着教会是天上执政的掌权的现在得知神百般的智慧这是造神从万世以前在我们主基督耶稣里所定的旨意
Verse 9 And to make all see what is the fellowship of the mystery which from the beginning of the ages has been hidden in God who created all things through Jesus Christ to the intent that now the manifold wisdom of God may be made known by the church to the principalities and powers in the heavenly places, according to the eternal purpose which he accomplished in Christ Jesus our Lord.
希伯来书第四章
And let's turn to Hebrews chapter 4.
第三节
Verse 3.
我们读后面的那一句话就可以。
We can read just the second part of that verse.
其实造物之功从创世以来已经成全了
although the works were finished from the foundation of the world
这句话呢在希腊的原文里面、啊、中文的翻译也是有一点点出入
and from the Chinese translation to the original Greek there are some discrepancies
这句话呢也可以这样说就是神所有的工作呢在立这个世界根基的时候都已经完成
and this word can be said that all of the works of God before the foundation of the world is established has been finished
我们再请看腓立比书第二章
let's turn to book of Philippians chapter 2
腓立比书第二章
Philippians chapter 2
第十四节到十六节
Verse 14 to 16.
凡所行的都不要发怨言起争论使你们无可指责诚实无伪在这弯曲悖谬的世代做成无瑕疵的儿女你们显在这世代中好像明光照耀将生命的道表明出来叫我在基督的日子好夸我没有空跑也没有徒劳
Verse 14. Do all things without complaint and disputing, that you may become blameless and harmless, children of God, without fault in the midst of the crooked and perverse generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world, holding fast the word of life, so that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain or labored in vain.
我相信到现在我们所有的弟兄姊妹都已经很清楚什么是神永远的旨意。
I believe that, brothers and sisters, up to this point, now you know very clearly what is the eternal purpose of God.
神的旨意乃是他的儿子。
God's eternal purpose is His Son.
就是我们亲爱的主耶稣基督。
It is our beloved Jesus Christ, our Lord.
我们知道父神把他所有的，就他里面所有一切的丰盛，都有形有体的放在他儿子的里面。
We know that the Father has given all the fullness bodily dwell in our Lord.
这是因为父亲爱他。
Because the Father loves him.
愿意把他所有的都给他。
And He's willing to give him all.
但是呢，我们看见好像父觉得还是不够。
And as if the Lord, the Father is saying that's not enough.
所以因此呢，他还要为我们的主耶稣基督得着教会。
So for the Lord, He is going to obtain a church for Him.
好叫他的丰满能够被彰显出来。
So that His fullness is manifest.
我们知道这是我们的神为着他的儿子所做的一件非常大的一件事情。
We know that this is something our God has done great things for our Lord.
我们前面讲过，为着要得着这个教会。
And before we have mentioned that in order to gain this church.
在以弗所书第一章里面给我们看见。
In first chapter of Ephesians it tells us.
父子圣灵他们都做了他们那一份的工。
The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, they all done their work.
我们几乎可以这样说，父子圣灵乃是尽了他们的全力来做这个工。
We can say that with all their might, they do this work.
因为当我们的主到地上来的时候，
because when our Lord came to this world,
他道成肉身为我们钉死在十字架上。
The Word became flesh and He was crucified on the cross for us.
我们知道我们的主尽了他全部的力量。
We know our Lord has gave His all.
那么神把他的儿子给我们，也可以说把一切都给出来了。
And when God gave us His Son, He has given us our all.
然后圣灵降临住在我们的里面。
And when the Holy Spirit came and dwelt within us,
陪我们走完一生。
To walk with us in our whole life.
一个世代一个世代的在每一个圣徒里面做工。
In generation after generation to work in each saint.
就是要把父所定的旨意，子所成全的旨意，要做工在我们这些人身上。
So that the purpose of the Father and the purpose of the Son is accomplished upon us.
而把我们建立成为基督的身体。
So that we're built up as the body of Christ.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters.
我们就知道教会在神的心意中是多么重要的一件事情。
We need to know how important the church is in the heart of our Lord.
因为这是他给他儿子最大的一个礼物。
Because this is the greatest gift he is giving to his son.
弟兄姊妹们，教会在主的心中也是主所最宝贵。
And the church is the most precious thing in the heart of our Lord.
教会也是主所最爱。
And the church is something that the Lord loved the most.
所以愿主使我们能不轻看教会。
We pray that the Lord will let us not look lightly upon the church.
当我们摸着教会的时候，
when we touch upon the church,
弟兄姊妹，我们里面能有敬畏主的心。
We pray that we have a fearful heart within us.
今天我们看见在地上，因为有很多神的儿女们很轻看教会。
And we see that many children of God today on earth, they look lightly upon the church.
但是教会却是主心中最大的一个宝贝。
But the church is the greatest treasure in the Lord's heart.
那我们也知道仇敌今天在地上最大的工作也是竭力的破坏教会。
And we also know that one of the work of the enemy is to the greatest, his greatest work is to destroy the church.
按照他的能力，他是没有办法直接和神相抗拒的。
According to his own strength, he cannot go against God directly.
那么现在主耶稣基督的工作也已经完成了。
And now that the work of our Lord has been done.
那么撒旦今天在地上所能做的。
And so therefore, what Satan can do on earth today.
最大的工作。
His greatest work.
就是要破坏这个彰显耶稣基督的器皿。
He wants to destroy this vessel that will manifest Christ.
这也就是为什么今天我们在地上教会的生活有这么多的艰难。
And therefore, this is the reason why we have so much difficulties in the church life.
我们许多人遇见这么多的痛苦。
And the children of God meet with such great sorrow.
因为仇敌是多么的不甘心。
Because the enemy is not willing.
他一定要把我们破坏。
He wants to destroy us.
好叫神的旨意落空。
So that God's purpose will be dismissed.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
so therefore,
我们觉得今天教会在地上不仅侍奉主，也在一个大的征战里面。
So therefore the church on earth today is not only to serve God but is we are in a great warfare.
当然撒旦用各式各样的方式来破坏主的教会。
And of course the, Satan used all kinds of methods to destroy
us. 但是对于我们蒙恩得救的基督徒来讲，
but to those of us who are saved,
我们要很防备的一件事情，
the one that we need to watch out for the most.
就是不要让我们的肉体给撒旦来利用。
We do not want to let our flesh be used by Satan.
我们知道撒旦曾经把一些败坏的性质种在我们人的里面。
We know that Satan has put corrupted elements within us.
而其中我觉得有一个点很重要。
And I felt that one thing is very important.
因为弟兄姊妹，当我们论到教会的时候，
because when we talk about the church,
它总是一个团体。
It's always talking about a corporate.
你一个人不能称作教会。
Your individual cannot be called the church.
要有两三个人在一起。
At least you will have two or three.
那么就是一个团体。
Then you are a corporate.
但是我们知道，撒旦曾经把一个邪恶的性质种在人的里面。
But we know that Satan has put this corrupted element within us.
那么叫我们成为一个很自私的人。
So that he caused us to become a very selfish person.
所以当初撒旦把这个罪恶的性质种在人里面的时候，
So from the beginning, when Satan put the nature of sin within us,
他就是要叫人离开神而独立。
He want man to separate from God to be independent.
我们不仅向神独立，
Not only we independent to God,
我们看见我们跟别人也独立。
We also want to be independent from other people.
我们看见整个所神所创造的世界统统瓦解了。
We see that the world that God has created has become separated.
这个邪恶的性质在我们里面。
And this evil nature within us
就造成了今天在教会中间有一种的现象。
It caused a condition within the church.
就是所谓的个人主义。
And that is the individualism.
弟兄姊妹们，我们如果要主的教会能得到建立。
If we want the church of the Lord being established,
我们要逃避这个个人主义。
We must run from this individualism.
这是从我们败坏奸细那个自私里面所产生出来的东西。
And this is from our corrupted nature has spawned this.
这个是和神整个教会建造的工作是非常危害的一件事情。
And this is something that has great difficulties with the building up of God's church.
我们知道在座有很多比较年长一点的弟兄姊妹。
And we know that among us there are many elder brothers and sisters.
我们早年的蒙恩得救的时候，我们在教会里面非常的火热。
And early on we were saved by the Lord and we were zealous for it.
我们也这是全心的投入。
And we put our whole heart in it.
但是经过了一段时间之后，
But after a while,
因为不法的事情增多了，
Because the lawless things happened,
好像许多时候我们的爱心就渐渐冷淡。
Then our heart become cold.
有的看见教会的失败太多了。
Well, we see that there's much failure in the church.
所以他们就不太愿意再碰教会的事情。
So we are not willing to touch the things of the church.
有的人经过的打击太厉害。
And someone has gone through tribulations.
我相信在我们在座的弟兄姊妹中间，有很多人有很多惨痛的经历。
I believe brothers and sisters have many painful experiences.
所以说想起来的时候呢，这个里面觉得很痛苦。
And even when we thought about it, we felt bitter inside.
那么因此呢，我们就想说，我们从此之后再也不要碰这个。
So therefore it causes us not to want to touch the church.
我只要个人爱主，活在主跟前就好了。
I want to love the Lord myself and I will live before the Lord and that's enough.
那么弟兄姊妹们，有的是这些原因。
Some it's because of that reason.
但是我也发现一些哈，爱主的弟兄姊妹。
But I also found some other brothers and sisters who love the Lord.
他们是非常喜欢这种个人主义。
They enjoy this individualism.
所以我稍微仔细观察一下。
So I pay a little attention to that.
我觉得这个个人主义啊，有它这个迷人的地方。
I felt that individualism has its attractions.
啊，至少它里面包括有这些点在里面。
Or at least it has some points to it.
就是第一个点就是，它在教会里面没有什么责任。
If you're an individualist in the church, then you would not have too much responsibility.
因为你不负责任，所以你就没有压力。
And because you do not have responsibility, you would not have much pressure.
那么第二个好处呢？
Second, point.
就是这样不会跟任何人产生冲突。
Because of that, then you will not have too much conflict with others.
所以属灵生活里面没什么麻烦。
So in your spiritual life, you will not have too much trouble.
还有一个点呢。
And another point.
就是我们可以不受约束。
And we do not have any limitation to us.
我们到处走都是欢迎的。
And wherever we go visit other fellowship and we are welcome.
那么还有呢，就是在这样的光景中啊，很容易讲弟兄相爱。
And also in this kind of condition, it's very easy for you to talk about oh brotherly love.
弟兄姊妹们，如果你在教会里有过十年二十年的经历，
if you are in one meeting for 10-20 years,
我们经过许多人性格上面所产生的摩擦和难处，
and you experience the conflicts between personalities between brothers and sisters,
许多的时候我们觉得讲弟兄相爱是件不容易的事情。
That many times we realize to say brotherly love is not easy.
弟兄相爱就变成了一个非常贵重的一个东西。
So brotherly love become a very precious thing.
在这些个人主义的人里面呢，弟兄相爱是很轻浮的。
But among the individualists, brotherly love is something light to them.
属灵的话容易讲。
These are spiritual things that they can talk about.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
我们知道这是仇敌的工作。
We know that this is the work of the enemy.
所以如果要追求教会的见证，
So if we want to pursue the testimony of the church,
我们一定要逃避这个个人的主义。
We must run from individualism.
我们深信爱主的人是一定爱教会。
We truly believe those who love the Lord will love the church.
当然弟兄姊妹们，这个爱教会我们需要有一个准确的一个领会。
Of course, we love the church, we need to have a correct understanding.
不是爱那个工作。
We are not loving the work.
有很多人把教会的工作变成自己的工作。
Many people take the work of the church to be their own work.
那实在是爱得不得了。
And they love it very much.
但是呢，弟兄姊妹，这个爱是不正常的。
But this love is abnormal.
也不是爱那个所谓的团体。
And we're not loving the corporate.
因为我们呢，在一个团体里面久了，我们和弟兄姊妹有了感情了。
Because we're in that corporate body and we have emotion attachment.
所以我们非常爱我们的团体。
So we love that group of brothers.
弟兄姊妹，我们总是顾到我们这个团体的利益。
And we are only concerned with the benefit of that group.
我们总喜欢把人都拉到我们的团体里面。
And we want to bring people to our group.
弟兄姊妹们，真正的爱教会。
The true love for the church.
乃是要爱教会。能够成为彰显基督的那个器皿
is to love the vessel that can manifest Christ.
我想这个呢是爱主的最高表现。
Because this is the highest manifestation of loving the Lord.
我们希望在各地神的儿女。
We hope that in different places,
在我们教会里面，
in our own meeting,
我们每一个人都有这个心愿。
Every one of us would have this desire.
我们就像大卫一样，
that we're like David.
我们要为耶和华寻找一个安息的所在。
We want to find a resting place for Jehovah.
我们在这里来聚会，不仅是蒙神的祝福。
Not only we come here for blessings.
我们希望我们的主也能找到一个地方，是他可以住在其中的。
We want the Lord to be able to find a place where He can live within.
那弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
这是。我们看见在教会历史中间，
This is something that we see in the church history.
许多爱主，真正爱主的弟兄姊妹们，他们所追求的。
This is something many brothers and sisters pursue after.
我们的弟兄昨天讲到那个得胜者。
Last night our brothers share about the overcomers.
我想所有的得胜者，
I think all of the overcomers,
不是为着自己追求得胜的经历。
They are not pursuing to be an overcomer for themselves.
应该是为着教会的见证来追求得胜的经历。
They were pursuing to be overcomer because of the testimony of the church.
所以在启示录的里面，
therefore in Revelation,
那些得胜者都是持守耶稣见证的人。
And those overcomers were all holding fast to the testimony of Jesus Christ.
那个不仅是个人的持守。
This is not holding fast for themselves.
弟兄姊妹们也是一个团体的持守。
They are holding fast for the corporate body.
我们今天被摆在各处的聚会的里面。
Today we are put in many different congregations.
弟兄姊妹们，盼望主给我们一个心智。
Brother and sister, we ask the Lord to give us a desire.
在今天这个多艰难的时代里面，
that today in the difficult situation,
特别到末了的时代，
at least in the end days,
仇敌的工作要比以往要来得更厉害。
The work of the enemy will be intensified.
愿我们能体贴主的心意。
May we look to the heart of the Lord.
知道教会是主所爱的。
To know that the church is something he loves.
让我们竭力的和我们的弟兄姊妹们一同在主面前来为耶稣基督的见证。
So we use all our strength to uphold the testimony for our Lord.
我们可以从保罗个人的经历里面，那么可以看见他是如何追求这件事情。
And from Paul's personal experience, we can see how he pursued after this.
我们都知道保罗在大马士路上遇见主以后。
We know that after on the way to Damascus, Paul meet the Lord.
随后有三年多的时间，他退到阿拉伯的旷野里面去。
And we know that about 3.5 years, he went to the desert of Arabia.
我相信，如果保罗仅仅是为着个人的经历，
I believe if Paul was for his own experience,
可能他在那里停的不止三年多。
Maybe he would stay there for a lot more than 3 years.
因为那一段时间呢，我相信。他在主的启示底下，
I believe in that time he was under the revelation of God.
全本的旧约圣经都解开了。
The whole Old Testament was open to him.
他活在这样一种与神的交通里面。
He lived in such a fellowship in light of God.
那实在是最快乐的时间。
And this is the most joyous time for him.
我想如果他为了他自己的话呢，
I think for himself,
他可能就变成个隐士。
Maybe he become a hermit.
他就不会再出来了。
And he would not come out anymore.
但是我们知道保罗是一个认识神永远旨意的人。
But we know that Paul is someone who knows the purpose of God.
所以三年多之后
Therefore after 3.5 years
顺从主的带领就回到弟兄姊妹当中。
Obeying the leading of the Lord, he went back to the brothers and sisters.
他和弟兄姊妹们一同追求能够得着教会的见证。
And with brothers and sisters, he pursued the testimony of our Lord.
我们可以这样说。
We can say it this way.
他在追求教会的见证上面所说最出名的一句话。
The most famous sentence that he made in this matter.
就是在哥罗西书第一章二十四节。
It is found in Colossians chapter 1 verse 24.
他说现在我为你们受苦倒觉欢乐并且为基督的身体就是为教会要在我肉身上补满基督患难的缺欠。
I now rejoice in my sufferings for you and fill up in my flesh what is lacking in the affliction of Christ for the sake of his body which is the church.
我们知道保罗如果为了他个人的爱主他没有什么难处。
I believe for his own loving the Lord, he would not have much trouble.
但是保罗一生经历这么多的痛苦。
But Paul has experienced so much tribulation.
弟兄姊妹们，就是为了补满基督患难的缺欠。
And this is to making up for the lack of the suffering of God.
他说这完全是为着教会。
And he said this is for the church.
弟兄姊妹们，我们晓得基督的患难。
We understand the affliction of Christ.
最大的目的也是要得着教会。
And the purpose of it was to obtain the church.
所以保罗因为体贴神的心意
Paul because he want to be mindful of God's heart.
他知道教会在主的心中占有何等重要的地位
He understand how important the church is in God's heart.
所以呢他就把他自己奉献
So he offered himself.
完全为着这件事情
Solely for this matter.
所以我们可以看见保罗的一生在地上他不是为自己
So we see that Paul in his whole life he wasn't living for himself.
他是为着他的主
He's living for his Lord.
他希望在地上能够得着那个教会的见证
And he wanted to see the testimony of the church appear.
那么弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
我们从新约圣经里面可以看见
In the New Testament we can see.
在初期的教会里面
In the early churches,
使徒们所写的这些书信
All the letters that was written by the apostles.
我们晓得大半都是写给教会。
More than half is for the church.
只有少数几封是写给个人的。
Only a few is for the individuals.
那我们知道四福音书是记载着主耶稣基督的一生。
And the four gospels is concerning our Lord's life.
当路加写信给提阿非罗的时候。
But when Luke wrote to,
Theophilus. 我们知道虽然这是一封个人的书信
We know that it is an individual letter
但是是写给个人的教会历史
But this is written about the church history
然后下面我们看见几乎每一封书信都是跟教会有关系
And we know that after that every letter was concerning the church
即使是写给一些个人的书信
Even though the letter is addressed to individuals
我们看也是为着教会
But we know that it's for the church
我们晓得最出名的像保罗写给提摩太的前后书
And the most famous one is like 1st and 2nd Timothy
写给提多的书信
And the letter to Titus
我们看见都是为着教会的事物
And this is for the church
即使是写给腓利门的
And even the letter to Philemon
弟兄姊妹们好像看起来没有多提到教会的事情
As if it did not mention too much matter of the church
但是他要求腓利门接纳这个阿尼西姆弟兄姊妹们这跟教会有关系的
And he's asking Philemon to accept Onesiphorus And that is for the church
所以我们看见以后在教会的历史中间
And from then on we see in the history of the church
凡是真正爱主的人
All those who truly love the Lord
都是爱教会
They love the church
都是鼓励人应当好好的起来爱教会
and they encourage others to love the church
追求耶稣基督的见证
and to pursue after the testimony of our Lord Jesus
我记得我曾经读过年长弟兄的一些的信息
and I remember reading some message from our elder brother and sister
在1948年的时候 1948到50年
between the period of 1948 to 1950
我们前面的弟兄在香港和广州的地方呢曾经有一些话对着一些弟兄姊妹说的
Our elder brother has told us something in Hong Kong and also in Canton
那些话里面有这样一些的劝勉
And in his words, there are some exhortations.
他提到在圣徒中间，所谓的工作也好，搬家也好，读书也好，甚至婚姻也好。
And he mentioned that in the work of the church, no matter it is marriage, no matter it is your schoolwork, no matter it is moving your house,
他都是要弟兄姊妹们把主的旨意摆在前面。
He wants brother and sister to put the will of God ahead.
他甚至这样说。
He even said this.
假使今天你在两个城里面都找到工作。
And today, for example, if you find work in this city, also in that city.
那么在这个城里面呢，有一个工作呢，非常适合你。
And in this city, there is some work that is very suitable for you.
薪水很高。
And has good salary.
那么这个城里面呢，有个工作呢比较差。
And in this city, the work is not as good.
那个薪水呢也比较少。
And the salary is a little lower.
但是在这里有一般的弟兄姊妹们在这里一同侍奉主。
But in this city, there are brothers and sisters who serve the Lord together.
他说你就应该选择这个工作。
Then you should choose that one.
你不应该看那个钱多你就往那里去。
Do not look at the money and go to that city.
那么即使像你搬家也是一样。
Even like moving your house is the same.
你要搬家的时候，你第一件事情你要先问问在那一个城里面有没有主的见证。
Before you move, you should find out whether there is testimony of the Lord in that city.
有没有一些弟兄姊妹们在那里，他们真是要在那里追求主自己。
Are there brothers and sisters in that city that will pursue the Lord himself?
如果在那里有一般这样的人，
If there were such brothers and sisters,
即使生活的条件比较差。
Maybe the living standard might be a little lower.
环境也比较不好。
And your circumstance might not be as good.
你就应该搬到那里去。
But you should move there.
对于年轻的弟兄姊妹，
For younger brothers and sisters,
他也有这样的劝勉。
He also have this exhortation.
甚至你们在选学校的时候，
Even when you're choosing your school,
你第一件事情考虑不是那个学校是不是名校。
The first thing you consider should not be, is this school famous enough?
你第一件事情应该考虑看看那个地方有没有合适的聚会。
You should consider whether that place has a good meeting.
如果那个地方有一般弟兄姊妹在那里，他们实在是遵行主的旨意的。
And if that, in that place, there are brothers and sisters who truly obey the Lord.
就是这个学校差一点。
Maybe the school is a little bit worse.
你也应该选择那个学校。
You should choose that school.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
我们从这个表面上看起来，
From on the surface, when we look at this,
很多时候好像是不太合理。
Many times this is not reasonable.
但是我们知道我们前面的弟兄心中为着主的见证，为着神的家里面所有的负担是多么的沉重。
But we understand the heart of our brother that for the testimony of the Lord his heart is heavy.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
So therefore, dear brothers and sisters,
我们盼望主能把这样的心志摆在我们每个人的里面。
We pray that the Lord would put such a desire within our hearts.
在腓立比书里面，
In the book of Philippians,
我们也看见保罗人虽然在监牢中，
We see that Paul, even though he is in prison,
但是他多么关心腓立比教会的见证。
And he is so concerned still with the testimony of the church of Philippi.
所以他写信鼓励他们。
So he wrote to encourage them.
刚才我们所读的这一段圣经，
Just now, the passage that we just read,
我们看见就是他对腓立比弟兄姊妹们一个非常沉重的一个托付。
And we know that this is a burden that he passed on to the brothers and sisters in Philippi.
他希望腓立比的弟兄姊妹，
He wants these brothers and sisters in Philippi
能够无可指责，诚实无伪，
That they can be blameless and harmless.
在这个弯曲悖谬的时代做神无瑕疵的儿女。
That they would be in the midst of this crooked and perverse generation.
当这个世代哈是指的时间说的。
And in the perverse generation is talking about time.
我们知道保罗那个时候已经有感觉，时代改变。
I guess Paul at that time felt that the time has changed.
那是一个弯曲悖谬的时代。
It is a crooked and perverse generation.
什么叫做弯曲呢？
What is being crooked?
就是所有一切神的事情都被扭曲了。
That is to say, everything of God is being bended.
它不在一个正常的光景中。
It is not in a normal condition.
那么什么叫做悖谬呢？
And what is perverse?
就一切的事情呢都背向神。
It is everything is against God.
那么一个时代到了这样的光景。
In an age when everything is like that.
保罗特别嘱咐腓立比的弟兄姊妹。
Paul especially he want to encourage the brothers and sisters
要追求无可指责, 诚实无畏,
that they may become blameless and harmless.
要竭力地追求, 做神无瑕疵的儿女,
so that they will be the children of God without fault.
他说你们显在这世代中好像明光照耀, 把生命的道表明出来,
so that they may shine as light in this generation, in the world.
那么这个世代呢, 它的原文是 cosmos, 就指的世界说的。
And this age, or in original language, it means cosmos, talking about the world.
这个黑暗的世界里面,
and today, in this dark world,
希望神的儿女们能像明光照耀一样把生命的道显明出来。
He wants the children of God to be light and shine forth.
因此我们简单的来说，他就是希望腓立比的教会能够有美好的见证。
And to, simply speaking, he wants the brothers and sisters from Philippi to have a good testimony, so that they can testify the Lord Jesus Christ.
那弟兄姊妹下面他有一段的话是好像引到他自己的身上。
And following, he has a word maybe he's applying to himself.
叫我在基督的日子好夸我没有空跑也没有徒劳。
So that in the day of Christ he would not have run in vain or labor in vain.
我们看见保罗在这里把这个教会的见证,
and today we see that Paul look upon this testimony of the church.
跟他个人的在神面前的侍奉,
he connected with his own service before the Lord.
那也就是说保罗在地上的侍奉呢，他就是希望呢，他的服事能使弟兄姊妹们能够把基督的见证显明出来。
And so he picked his service to be helping brothers and sisters to manifest the testimony of Christ.
假如不是这样的话呢,
if it is not so,
那么他就说在主耶稣基督的日子显明的时候呢，就发现我是空跑是徒劳。
But if it is not that, then he find that in the day of Christ he would have run in vain and labor in vain.
弟兄姊妹们,
but this is
sister,
what Paul is afraid of should be something that we are all afraid of.
我们就说跑了很多,
we have run much.
到底我们这些跑跟基督的见证有没有关系呢?
Our running, does it have anything to do with the testimony of Christ?
尤其今天这个时代, 交通很方便,
especially in this age where transportation is easy.
我们每一个人都跑到很多地方了,
and each one of us has traveled many different places.
所以很多人很喜欢跑,
so therefore, brothers and sisters love to travel.
弟兄姊妹,我们的跑要跑得有意义。
Brother and sister, our travel must be with meaning.
如果我们跑到最后呢，发现是空跑。
But if we run at the end, we find out it's running in vain.
那么弟兄姊妹们，你这些跑的就毫无意义。
Then you run in vain.
如果我们今天在这里做工，
if we work today,
也非常的劳苦，
and we labor much,
我们做了很多很多的事情，
we done much,
但是最后在主的日子的时候，
but at the end of the day of Christ,
我们发现都是草木和屑，
and we find out it's wood, hay and stubble,
那么根本在主的眼中就没有什么价值，
before the eyes of the Lord there is no value.
弟兄姊妹们，这变成徒劳，
and this is laboring in vain.
所以在保罗的侍奉里面，
therefore in the service of Paul,
他非常怕一件事情，
he is afraid of one thing,
就是空跑， 就是徒劳。
It is to run in vain and to labor in vain.
那么弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
今天呢， 我们要如何能够在教会的侍奉上，
so today how should we be on the service of the church?
能够不徒劳不空跑呢，
that our running would not be in vain and our labor would not be in vain.
我们看见在以弗所书第三章， 刚才我们读这段话语里面， 有很重要的一个启示。
And we see that there's great revelation in chapter 3 of Ephesians, what we have read from 9 to 11, there's revelation.
他在这里第十节那里说，
here in verse 10 it says,
我要借教会使天上执政的掌权的现在得知神百般的智慧。
So that the manifold wisdom of God may be made known by the church to the principality and power in the heavenly places.
他说这是造神从万世以前在我们主基督耶稣里所定的旨意。
This is according to the eternal purpose which he accomplished in Christ Jesus our Lord.
这句话很清楚地告诉我们，教会在时间中的见证应该是根据神永远的旨意。
And this verse tells us very clearly that the testimony that is in within time should be according to the eternal purpose of God.
如果今天我们的侍奉是为了促进这个教会在时间中的见证，
if our service is for the testimony in time for the church,
乃是根据神永远的旨意， 那么就有价值。
And if it is according to the eternal purpose of God, then it has value.
那么这里的保罗 讲了一件很特别的事情。
And here Paul mentioned something very special.
弟兄们也提到了。
And brother has fellowship this already.
就是呢，这里所说这个见证呢，是在这个天上执政掌权者的面前的见证。
He's saying that this testimony is before the principalities and powers in the heavenly places.
我们知道在腓立比那里是讲到在这个世界中的见证。
We know that in the book of Philippians, Paul is talking about the testimony within this world.
这里那个空中执政掌权，空中执政的掌权的。
Here, what is talking about the principality of the powers in the heavenly places?
我们知道这是指的天使说的。
We know that this is speaking about the angels.
我不晓得这里是不是应该包括所有的好的天使和坏的天使都在内。
And I don't know does it include all the good angels and all the bad ones.
那也意思也就是说呢。教会的见证不仅是见证在世界世人的跟前的。
And this is to say, our testimony it is not only shown to the world.
教会的见证也显在灵界的里面。
That our testimony is also manifest in the spiritual realm.
我们感觉教会在灵界里面的那个见证才是真实的见证。
We felt that the testimony of the church in the spiritual realm is the true testimony.
因为我们工作可以骗人，但是你骗不了天使的。
Because your work, you can deceive men, but you cannot deceive angels, and you cannot deceive the devil.
弟兄姊妹们，今天我们有时候看见一些工作非常的兴旺，好像它的宣传也很大。
And today we see some work, they have great works, and as if their even their advertisement is great.
很多神堂里面呢，就非常的向往。
And many children of God, when they gone there, they felt they belong there.
但是很多人呢，进去了一段时间之后，你就发觉不对。
But when someone stayed there for a little while, then you realize it's not right.
十年、二十年之后，发现了错误了。
And after 10, 15 years, you realize it is wrong.
弟兄姊妹们，地上的工作可以骗得了人的。
The work on this world can deceive others.
但是你没有办法骗得了灵界里面的这个天使或者是魔鬼。
But you do not have the ability to deceive angels in the spiritual realm.
所以今天如果我们教会不仅是在世人的跟前能站得住。
So therefore, the church not only we want to stand before the world.
如果在灵界里面也能站得住，弟兄姊妹，那个就是真实的见证。
If we can stand also in the spiritual realm, then this is the true testimony.
有一位弟兄曾经这样形容。
One brother has described this one.
他说：“你不要看有一些工作做得这么大。
Do not look at the work being so great.
他说撒旦呢，只要用个小拇指这么一戳就倒了。
The Satan only have to use a pinky and then push and it will fall.
弟兄姊妹们，这是真实的。
This is true.
所以今天在论到教会的见证的时候
，So today when we talk about the testimony of the church，
我们知道这是很严肃的一件事情。
We know this is a solemn matter.
我们或者举一个例子来说明一下。
Maybe we can use an example to give brothers and sisters.
我们晓得在《使徒行传》第十九章
，We know that in Acts chapter 19，
那里记载着一段的保罗的故事。
There it record a story about Paul.
跟保罗有关的。
And it's concerning Paul.
因为保罗在各处奉主的名赶鬼。
Because Paul is casting out demons in different places.
那么鬼就出去了。
And the demon left.
那么结果呢，在那里有一班人呢，就看见保罗所做的这个很有果效。
And there are some people who saw Paul's work being very effective.
所以他们呢，也来学。
So therefore they wanted to learn.
圣经中记载说呢，有一个。这个犹太祭司长的那个祭司瓦呢，他有司基瓦呢，他有七个儿子。
And we see that in the Judaism there is a chief priest. He has seven sons.
那么他们也来学保罗。
They want to learn of Paul.
他们说，我们奉保罗所传的拉撒勒人耶稣的名叫你出去。
And they were saying that by the name that Paul preaches the Jesus, we want you to get out.
结果那个恶鬼回答他们说啊。
So therefore, the demon answered him.
耶稣我们认识。
Jesus, I know.
保罗我也知道。
Paul, I know.
你们却是谁呢？
Who are you?
所以呢，这个恶鬼就跳到他们的身上啊。
And the demon jumped upon them.
结果在那里呢，制服了两个人。
And they overcame two.
其他的就逃跑了。
And the other ran.
那么弟兄姊妹，我们可以看见。
We see, brother and sister.
保罗的见证不仅在人的跟前。
Paul's testimony is not before just man.
保罗个人的侍奉在灵界里面。被鬼所认识。
And his service is also known by the demons.
我们晓得主耶稣道成肉身来到地上的时候。
We know that when our Lord, the Word became flesh, came to this world.
最早被认出来他是神的儿子，乃是被污鬼发现。
The earliest recording of being recognized as the Son of God was done by the demons.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
therefore, brothers and sisters,
因此在以弗所书这里告诉我们,
therefore, in Ephesians, it tells us,
神要地上在时间中的教会,
God wants to obtain the church that is in time.
弟兄姊妹们要在临界的这些势力的跟前也能站得住。
He wants the church to be able to stand even in the spiritual realm.
并且能显出神百般的智慧。
That can manifest God's magnificent wisdom.
因为我们晓得今天竭力要破坏教会的。
Because we know the one who wants to destroy the church.
正是那个灵界里面最大的仇敌。
And he is the one that is the greatest one in the spiritual realm.
所以弟兄姊妹们，今天如果我们在时间中在地上的见证能根据神永远的旨意。
Today in time, if we can follow God's eternal purpose.
这个是能够站立得住。
This will cause us to stand.
那么在这一段话语的里面。
And in this passage.
他提到了时间和永远的问题。
He mentioned the difference between eternity and time.
他说现在那个是指的时间说的。
When he said now, he's talking about time.
那个万事的那是指的永远说的。
When he's talking about the age to come, he's talking about eternity.
我想我愿意靠主的恩典和弟兄姊妹们来解释这两个点。
And by the grace of the Lord, I want to try to explain these two points.
因为我知道这是非常重要的。
I understand that this is very important.
假使我们不能分辨出教会在时间和永远里面的关系。
If we do not understand the relationship between the church in time and the church in eternity,
我们要在地上为主做见证，有许多时候非常困难。
Then if we want to be a testimony for the Lord on earth, sometimes it's very difficult.
我想我们先来交通一下关于永远的事。
I think we want to share a little bit about eternity first.
我希望在我个人的领会哈和恩赐上面不够的地方，年长的弟兄们能在这些点上能给我们一些帮助。
And I hope that for my lacking in understanding in the point that our elder brother and sister can give us more understanding.
我按照我个人所能领会的，那么我尽量的来有点交通。
According to my understanding, I'll give you some sharing.
我们知道这个永远这个字啊。
We know that this word eternity.
很多人呢把它领会成为无穷无尽的时间。
Many people have this concept of time never ends.
但是我们晓得呢，永远不是无穷无尽的时间。
But we understand that eternity is not this an end of.
我们也可以说呢，永远根本不是时间。
We can say that eternity is not time.
如果是有时间的话呢
？There is no time.
弟兄姊妹们，我们晓得就会有所谓的成就、衰老、朽坏的事情。
Because if there is time, we will see aging.
但是我们晓得我们神的工作是永远的新。
But we know God's work is forever new.
所以永远不是时间。
So therefore eternity is not time.
今天我们活在时间的里面。
Today we live in time.
有的时候我们问一个人年龄的时候，我们会 问说中国人是 用的比较这个文雅了，您贵庚呢？好的。
Chinese has a more roundabout way of asking your age.
英文呢就问的比较直接 How old are you?
And the English ask in more direct way How old are you?
所以你一生出来呢一个 baby 两个月大就你就问他 How old are you?
知道 And even a baby with 2 months old You ask how old is it?
弟兄姊妹将来进到永远里面的时候啊
Brother and sister Later on when we enter into eternity
如果你问一个弟兄你说 How old are you? 这个是没有意义的事情
If you ask a brother How old are you? This is a meaningless thing
因为永远不是时间
Because in eternity there are no time.
好，我们姑且讲一个笑话呀。你过了很长很长的一段时间，其实不是时间的。
We'll give you a story. Let's say much time has passed, but it's not really time.
你问到我弟兄，弟兄，你现在多老了
？And you see our brother, and then you ask him, "How old are you?"
你说我现在啊，38,000,000,000,000.
I'm about 300 million some years old, and this is meaningless.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们晓得永远不是时间。
So therefore, brothers and sisters, we understand in eternity there is no time.
按照圣经里面的这个解释来说呢
，According to the explanation in the Bible,
在出埃及记第三章十四节
，In Exodus chapter 3, verse 14,
当 摩西问神的名字的时候
When Moses asked God's name,
神就回答他说呢，我是自由拥有的。
God answered him, I am that I am.
那个就是